RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, weekend review, and news in brief. We'll continue to our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with listeners' mailbag. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. The Indonesian embassy urged to lock a strong protest in Cairo. Indonesian embassy promotes Trex Expo in Senegal. The government is to evacuate Indonesian passenger at Ataturk Airport. Now the news in detail. The Association of Indonesian Students in Cairo urged the Indonesian embassy to deliver diplomatic note as a protest to the Egyptian Foreign Affairs Ministry regarding security issues experienced by Indonesian students. Chairman of the association, Abdul Ghafur, said that the embassy is urged to cooperate with the student association to increase diplomatic approaches to the Egyptian government related to security Indonesian citizens in Egypt.
Ya, kemarin kita rapat bersama KBRI dan teman-teman mahasiswa, dalam hal ini PPMI sebagai organisasi induk.
We met with the embassy and we as student association asked optimum protection and diplomatic assistance to the Egyptian government. The meeting resulted some points, namely the Indonesian embassy has agreed to deliver diplomatic note as a protest to the Egyptian Foreign Affairs Ministry regarding Indonesian citizen security. Secondly, we urge the embassy to fully cooperate with the Indonesian Student Association to increase diplomatic relations to the Egyptian government regarding Indonesian citizen protection due to the rising numbers of criminal acts.
Untuk terus meningkatkan diplomasi ke pemerintah Mesir terkait perlindungan WNI di sini karena meningkatnya atau terdapat kriminalitas yang terjadi beberapa kali setelah Idul Fitri kemarin, seperti itu.
Abdul Ghafur further urged Indonesian citizens in Egypt to avoid the dangerous places, especially at night. He added that he has also asked local police to conduct intensive patrol in areas in which foreign students mostly stay. Consul General of Republic of Indonesia in Johor Bahru, Taufikur Rijal, told RRI that every week his office has repatriated 200 to 500 Indonesian citizens from Malaysia. Those deported are overstayed, undocumented citizens and had done other immigration offenses and got a sentence of between 3 months to 1 year. According to Taufikur Rijal, those citizens have been deported in Johor in collaboration with the Malaysian immigration authorities and funded by the government of Malaysia. Taufikur Rijal added that the Indonesian Consulate General in Johor provide facilities and guarantee their safety until they reach Indonesia.
Setiap minggu itu average-nya bisa
every week the average could reach 2, 3 and even 500. It depends on their free schedule from the peninsula. If they were deported, I can assure that they have passed the legal process, namely investigation for 14 days, the trial, sentenced, and served 2/3 of their sentenced and free. Then we give them document needed and we start processing them to go home along with the Malaysian authorities funded by the Malaysian government.
Pulang bersama dengan pemerintah Malaysia dengan biaya pemerintah Malaysia.
Taufikur Rijal added that Johor Bahru is the only exit point for the Malaysian Peninsula. As for the East Malaysia, there are 2 exit points, namely Sabah and Tawau, while Sarawak exit point is at Tebedu. According to him, in 2015, there was a decrease in number of Indonesian citizens deported to their hometown compared to 2014 due to an amnesty program held by the Malaysian government. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry said that the Indonesian Consulate General in Istanbul has met with Indonesian passengers at Ataturk Airport and will soon prepare for evacuations. It was reported earlier that 60 Indonesian citizens were trapped inside the airport. Indonesian Ambassador to Turkey, Wardana, said the situation in the country had gradually returned to normal and airport staff, according to a report from a stuck passenger, had returned to work as the airport had reopened. Turkey's president declared he was in control of the country early Saturday as loyal military and police forces fought to squash a coup attempt during a night of explosion. Air battles and gunfire that left dozens dead. More than 1,500 military personnel were arrested across the country. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Embassy in Dakar, Senegal, has held a business meeting with Senegalese businessmen to promote various mainstay products and the 31st Trade Expo Indonesia to be held in Jakarta on October 12 until the 16th. The business meeting was attended by Senegalese business persons who have been doing business with their Indonesian counterparts. Indonesian Ambassador to Senegal, Mansur Pangeran, said on Sunday in Jakarta that the relations between Indonesia and Senegal, particularly in the business field, have been running well since long time ago. However, their bilateral trade was still low, recorded at $89.37 million only in 2015. The Indonesian Embassy promoted various mainstay products during the meeting, such as palm oil, cocoa rubber, cinnamon, and textile. The ambassador said Indonesia's free visa policy was also hailed by Senegalese businesses, and it is likely that more Senegalese businesses will take part in the 31st Trade Expo Indonesia. The Indonesian government has decided to resurrect its Return to Village movement, or Kembali ke Desa, initiative as a follow-up to the launch of its Dana Desa Village Fund program. Minister of Social Affairs Hovifah Indar Parawangsa said on Saturday in Surabaya that the government expects the initiative to solve the problem of overpopulation in Jakarta, especially in relation to the ever-increasing number of newcomer arrivals in the city after Idul Fitri holiday. Minister Hovifah said that as villages receive funds, they are able to develop themselves into economic centers. Jakarta saw a considerable population increase over the last 2 years. The population rose to 10.1 million people last year from 9.9 million in 2013. The Return to Village movement was first initiated by former East Java Governor Basofi Sudirman in the early 1990s. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said bid farewell to the second batch of energy patriots who will develop new and renewable energy in remote areas in Indonesia. Sudirman stated during a press conference at his office on Saturday that the best Indonesian graduates were recruited through a tough selection, both academically and mentally. They will act as partners of the people living in remote areas, so they will be the hands and eyes of energy. In performing their duty, the Energy Patriots will cooperate with State Electricity Company PTPLN, relevant ministries and government institutions, and the community to pioneer and maintain electricity networks in target areas. The electricity network mostly comprised of solar power plants. In the remote villages, they will also identify problems, assist local people in fulfilling power needs, ensure the realization of the new and renewable energy Directorate General projects to achieve their target and develop electrical power depot. Last item. The Indonesian Ministry of Transportation has instructed operators and management of airports in the country to boost airport security to prevent any eventuality, including smuggling of goods. On the sidelines of his visit to Kuala Namu Airport in Medan, North Sumatra, Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan said he had issued a number of instructions and requested measures to be taken to increase security at airports. He hoped community members would help support the government efforts by reporting anything suspicious to the authority. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The Association of Indonesian Students in Cairo urged the Indonesian embassy to deliver diplomatic note as a protest to the Egyptian Foreign Affairs Ministry regarding security issues experienced by Indonesian students. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry said that the Indonesian Consulate General in Istanbul has met with Indonesian passenger at Ataturk Airport and will soon prepare for evacuations. The Indonesian Embassy in Dakar, Senegal, has held a business meeting with Senegalese businessmen to promote various mainstay products and the 31st Trade Expo Indonesia to be held in Jakarta from October 12 to 16. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta government cooperates with the city of Yangzhou, China, in a number of areas such as tourism, education, and culture. Deputy Secretary General of the Government of Yangzhou City, Chu Yong, when signing the cooperation agreement last Wednesday in Yogyakarta, said the two cities have many things in common that can be developed. Among others, the two cities are tourist destinations and have many heritage buildings of high historical values. Chu Yong said Yangzhou City revenue from the tourism sector is quite high, reaching $10 billion. Among the tourist sites, which is the mainstay of the city in the eastern part of China, is the heritage building of Grand Canal, which has been entered as a World Cultural Heritage Site. In addition to the field of tourism, cooperation and agriculture also has the potential to be developed, especially because in Yangzhou there is a factory producing agricultural machinery. The next news comes from Kendal, Central Java. Thousands residents of Boja, Kendal, Central Java, thronged the roadside of Boja on Tuesday to watch the traditional parade of Sawalan Cultural Carnival. The parade consists of a convoy Nyai Pandan Sari on horseback and followed by rows of guards dressed in black and white and female soldiers. Behind the group of Nyai Pandansari and her bodyguards, there are mountains of crops borne by some people. According to Boja District Head Sobirin, Nyai Pandansari was a propagator of Islam in Boja and surrounding areas. He said the carnival is a form of an annual tradition to honor ancestors of Boja people, especially the propagator of Islam in that region. There was also a parade with mountains of crops as a form of prosperity and gratitude for the blessings given by the Creator. The parade started from in front of the district office and ended in the tomb of Nyai Pandansari. The distance is about 5 kilometers. Produce was then distributed to the people who were arriving. The crops are believed to bring blessings to people who get it. After the parade, the event continued with a tahlil or mass prayer at the tomb of Nyai Pandansari. The latest news comes from Tenggalek, East Java. Thousands of people thronged Jalan Soekarno-Hatta, Kelutan Village, Tenggalek, East Java on Wednesday to witness the excitement of the parade highlighting Hari Raya Ketupat or Lebaran Ketupat. At the event, visitors can enjoy ketupat, that is the diamond-shaped rice cake with vegetable curry, typical dishes of Idul Fitri in Indonesia, for free, provided by local residents. Not only residents of Trenggalek who came to the parade, visitors from outside the area such as from Tulung Agung and Ponorogo also witnessed the Lebaran Ketupat festivities held 7 days after Idul Fitri. A wide variety of activities were held there. One of the most watched was Ta'aruf Parade or Introductory Parade around town. Kelutan Village Head Bangun Setyo Nugroho said that since the last 5 years, the region has always celebrated the Ai tradition. He was thankful that every year there is an increase in the level of enthusiastic visitors and residents in the event. Marches consisted of children of elementary school to residents in the village Kelutan. They performed in the Kelutan village. They performed with their respective creation, ranging from marching bands, parade of fashion dresses made of the leaves of various plants, to local art dance. Besides watching the excitement of the parade, visitors are also welcome to enjoy the ketupat and vegetable dish for free. Lebaran Ketupat is also celebrated at some points in Trenggalek district, such as in Durenan, Pogalan, and Gandusari. The most crowded and became the center of concentration is the celebration of Lebaran Ketupat residents in Kelutan and Durenan. That was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with July 17, 2006. Earthquake measuring 6.5 on the Richter scale in the South Sea of Java, resulting tsunami. An earthquake measuring 6.8 on the Richter scale occurred off the coast of West Java on July 17, 2006. This earthquake caused a tsunami as high as 2 meters, which destroyed houses on the south coast of Java and caused at least 659 deaths. Tsunami struck the villages on the south coast of Java in Cipatuja and Pangandaran Ciamis. According to a spokesman for the Ministry of Health of Indonesia, about 450 people were injured and 52,700 people were made homeless, 140 people missing. Over now to July 17, 2009, bomb blast at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton Hotels in Jakarta. The bombings at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton Hotels in the Mega Kuningan area South Jakarta occurred at 7:47 until 7:57 West Indonesia time. The suicide bombings killed at least 9 people and injured more than 50 people, Indonesians as well as foreign residents from New Zealand, Australia, and the Netherlands. This incident took place 9 days after the president and vice president of Indonesia election, as well as 2 days before the planned arrival of Manchester United soccer team at the Ritz-Carlton. The planned match with the Indonesian team, All-Star, on July 20, 2009, had to be cancelled then. The police managed to arrest or shoot dead a number of alleged perpetrators of the bombings, although there are still some who became fugitives. Last is July 17, 2014, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot by an Ukrainian missile and crashed in Donetsk, Ukraine. Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 international passenger flight was scheduled from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. The Boeing 777-200ER crashed in the eastern Ukraine near the Russian border on July 17, 2014 with 283 passengers and 15 crew members from various countries. The plane reportedly crashed 50 to 80 kilometers before entering the airspace of Russia. Reuters' initial report stated that the Ukrainian government suspected this plane was shot down by a missile at an altitude of 10,000 meters. This is the second major incident for Malaysia Airlines and its 777 fleet in the last 5 months after Malaysian Air Flight 370 disappeared in March 2014. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with highlights of this week. This time, it's entitled Thanks to Indonesian Diplomacy, Papua Separatist Attempt to Enter MSG Foiled. The summit of Melanesian Spearhead Group, or MSG, held in Honiara, Solomon Islands on Thursday, July 14, rejected the separatist group of United Liberation Movement of West Papua to become a full member. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said the movement failure became a full member Melanesian group of countries is a victory for Indonesia. Since the beginning, the Indonesian government strongly rejected the existence of the separatist United Liberation Movement of West Papua in the meetings of the Melanesian Spearhead Group, including the summit in Honiara, Solomon Islands. Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in his office in Jakarta on Thursday, said Indonesia's position in the Melanesian Spearhead Group was very good, that Indonesia could provide an explanation so that organizations of the United Liberation Movement of West Papua did not become a member of the Melanesian Spearhead Group. According to him, the success of the Indonesian delegation in expressing their views and aspiration in the MSG summit based on the handling and settlement of human rights issues in Papua, which was conducted in a holistic manner through the formation of a unified team in charge of collecting data, information, and analysis. The success of Indonesia in keeping West Papua, he said, will be followed by efforts to become a full member of the Melanesian Spearhead Group, which will be further discussed after the return of the Indonesian delegation headed by Director General for Asia-Pacific and African Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Desra Percaya. Active participation and intensive lobbying of the Indonesian delegation, which also consists of representatives from the 5 provinces of Indonesia with Melanesian culture, namely North Maluku, Maluku, East Nusa Tenggara, Papua, and West Papua, has managed to convince the leaders of the Melanesian Spearhead Group member countries not to accept the membership application of the United Movement Liberation of West Papua. As stated by Desra Percaya, Director General for Asia, Pacific and Africa of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, who was present in the MSG summit as head of the Indonesian delegation, as quoted by Antara News Agency, there is no place for the United Liberation Movement of West Papua in the future of the Melanesian Spearhead Group. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi confirmed that the Melanesian Spearhead Group decision proved the international recognition of Indonesian sovereignty over Papua and West Papua. Retno Marsudi said, many things have been done by the government to prosper Papua and West Papua. She said, Papua belongs to Indonesia. That was highlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. The Association of Indonesian Students in Cairo urged the Indonesian Embassy to deliver diplomatic note as a protest to the Egyptian Foreign Affairs Ministry regarding security issues experienced by Indonesian students. Consul General of Republic of Indonesia in Johor Bahru, Taufikur Rijal, told RRI that every week his office has repatriated 200 to 500 Indonesian citizens from Malaysia. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry said that Indonesian Consulate General in Istanbul has met with Indonesian passengers at Ataturk Airport and will soon prepare for evacuations. The Indonesian Embassy in Dakar, Senegal has held a business meeting with Senegalese businessmen to promote various mainstay products and the 31st Trade Expo Indonesia to be held in Jakarta on October 12 until 16. The Indonesian government has decided to resurrect its Return to Village Movement initiative as a follow-up to the launch of its Dana Desa Village Fund program. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said bade farewell to the second batch of energy patriots who will develop new and renewable energy in remote areas in Indonesia. The Indonesian Ministry of Transportation has instructed operators and management of airports in the country to boost airport security to prevent any eventuality, including smuggling of goods. That was the end of News in Brief. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, to the frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a segment introducing Indonesian tourism potential, including tourist destination, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll take you for a visit to Surabaya in East Jawa to try a typical cuisine of East Jawa called Kupang or Lontong Kupang. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Surabaya in East Java province is known for its distinctive culinary, such as lontong kupang. It is a traditional cuisine that is difficult to find in other areas besides East Java, and even then, only in a few cities only. Lontong is rice cake cooked in banana leaf, while kupang is a kind of river mussels or oyster that live in colonies in the salty mud. The size is small. The Latin name of kupang or white shells is Cobula faba. Kupang or mussel is very tasty and delicious. However, it is rarely included in the menu at restaurants. This is because usually kupang is only sold in stalls or side street. In other words, lontong kupang is more known as the food of common people. Kupang usually is served with some lento, grated cassava mixed with tolo peanut, grated coconut, and spices such as garlic plus coriander, salt, and sugar. Occasionally, it is also combined with scallop skewers or satay. In Surabaya, lontong kupang or mussel with rice cake is mostly found in Kenjeran Beach. It is served with a special condiment called petis, which is a kind of shrimp paste. The mixture is then diluted by adding a little mussel stew sauce. Then add it with satay clams and chili paste and also a sprinkle of fried onion. Like shrimp, many people feel worried about allergies from eating mussels, but there are still many who do not want to miss this unique culinary of East Java, especially when visiting Surabaya, because they believe that there is an antidote of such allergy, that is coconut water. Young coconut water is not just as a thirst quenching, but also believed to serve as an antidote to poison contained in kupang. The price of lontong kupang is quite cheap, around 5,000 to 10,000 rupiah if added with clam satay. As for the iced coconut served in the coconut shell is 10,000 rupiah, but if you just want a glass of coconut water alone, you just pay 3,000 rupiah only. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder, which introduces the unique culinary from East Java, lontong kupang.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Lampung, which will be hosting the 5th ASEAN Heritage Parks Committee meeting. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Indonesia will be hosting the 5th ASEAN Heritage Parks Committee meeting from July the 25th to 27th, which will be held in Lampung Province. Director of Biodiversity Conservation, Ministry of Forestry and Environment, Bambang Dahono Aji, said Lampung was chosen to host the 5th of the ASEAN Heritage Parks Committee meeting to promote Wai Kambas National Park, or the National Park Protection of Elephants, as one of Indonesia's tourist destinations. Bambang Dahono Aji explained this event serves to provide guidance for the planning and implementation of the ASEAN heritage parks across Southeast Asia. He added that the meeting will be attended by participants from 10 ASEAN countries, namely Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, the Philippines, Brunei Darussalam, Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Indonesia. According to Bambang, at the event, President Joko Widodo planned to name the newborn elephant and the Sumatran rhino in Wai Kambas National Park and Anoa in Sulawesi. Therefore, he hopes to establish cooperation and synergy with the government of Lampung Province to prepare for the event. Acting Regional Secretary, who is also Head of Forestry Office of Lampung Province, Sutono, revealed that he will soon coordinate with a range of stakeholders to make preparation to host the 5th ASEAN Heritage Parks Committee meeting. According to Sutono, this is a pride for the province of Lampung, and the province will be a good host to the meeting so it can take place smoothly and successfully. The ASEAN Heritage Park is a regional conservation effort with unique biodiversity by member countries of ASEAN. Declaration of ASEAN Heritage Park Cooperation was signed by the Environment Ministers of Member States on December 18, 2003. That was Miscellany Today on Lampung hosts the 5th ASEAN Heritage Parks Committee meeting.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia. Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Sanusi Isah Dankaba in Nigeria. He sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Sanusi Isah Dankaba said that he was listening to our broadcast through frequency of 9525 kHz at 800 hours to 8:30 hours Nigerian time, and he said that it was very clear. He also asked to send him original map of Indonesia and English News magazine. He said that he loves Indonesia and wants to study Indonesian wonderful geographical area. Hello, Mr. Sanusi Isah Dankaba. Thank you very much for your compliment and attention on our country, especially on our broadcast. We are really sorry because we cannot fulfill your request yet. Maybe next time we can send it to you. We appreciate very much because you like to study Indonesian geographical area. As you know that Indonesia is the biggest archipelago country in the world. If you are interested in knowing more about Indonesia, every day we present an interesting segment called Indonesian Wonder. Through Indonesian Wonder segment, we'll tell about various arts, cultures, and even beautiful sceneries in Indonesia. And if you missed the segment, you can find it out at our website www.voi.go.id. And for your information, now we are holding the second quiz called VOI International Quiz 2016. We hope that you can participate in the quiz. So what are you waiting for? Send your answers to voiquiz2016@gmail.com as soon as possible. Maybe you are the lucky one. And before, listener, before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. And this song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Indahnya, indahnya, aduhai.
Manisnya, manisnya, aduhai.
Saat-saat memadu cinta, saat-saat yang paling indah, kata-kata bakmu biara. Rasanya, aduhai.
La la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Tersenyum mereka, gembira menyambut tiba musim cinta.
Indahnya, indahnya, aduhai.
Man-
saat yang paling indah. Kata-kata bakmu rasanya, rasanya, aduh,
la 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 la
la.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad said that he was listening to our radio through live streaming at 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC. At that time, he was listening to the Exotic Indonesia program, a network broadcasting between RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and RRI Banjarmasin in South Kalimantan. He is very interested in special houses that are made on rivers and waters. And he said that he cannot imagine how the life in such houses. He thinks that it will be very hard to live at such houses, but very interesting too. And beyond the hot weather, they can enjoy very cool air and fresh water. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. It is nice to receive your email again, and we really appreciate because you always monitor our radio and send your reception report every day. I wish someday you can visit Indonesia and witness the beauty of Indonesian nature with your own eyes. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Okay, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Cinta melo. Still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Frank Helmbold from Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through frequency of 9525 kHz. In his email, Mr. Frank Helmbold said that he has listened to RRI since 1970, not only RRI Jakarta, but also Ujung Pandang, Palembang, Medan, Bukit Tinggi, and others, all broadcasting in Indonesian language. But unfortunately, at that time, he cannot listen to our broadcast in German and also in English language. Hello, Mr. Frank Helmbold. How are you? We are really glad because now you can monitor our program in German language. And hopefully, you can also tune in our broadcast in other languages. And for your information, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia also serve in 7 foreign languages, namely English, Mandarin, Japanese, Spanish, French, Arabic, and also German, and of course, Indonesian language. Well, Mr. Frank Helmbold, we are waiting for your next email. And if you can listen to our program in other languages besides German, please send your reception report. Thank you. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we will play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Tiada mungkin lagi
thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.